We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
This is what a rigged election looks like. You use the courts, weaponized by partisans loyal to you, to keep your opponent off the ballot, to rule they're ineligible. You indict your opponent and everyone around them, and then you convict them. You jail them. You accuse them of no less than trying to undermine democracy. Oh, you thought I was talking about America? Look, I could see how you'd make that mistake. No, I'm talking about Venezuela and the almost eerie parallels between what is going on there and what is going on here, because it shows exactly how far America has fallen. There's a very popular opposition leader there by the name of Maria Cortina Machado. And while the ruler of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, has not allowed elections in 5 years, she and her opposition party hope to embarrass him into allowing them. So they held a primary, a legitimate primary with real votes. And people actually showed up in pretty large numbers, relatively speaking, to vote in it, despite Maduro sending his colectivo thugs on motorbikes to harass opposition voters. Well, she won the primary, which under Venezuelan law gives her the right to be on the ballot and challenge Maduro. What happened next is straight out of an authoritarian regime, and it's exactly what's happened in the U.S. But you can so clearly see what's wrong with it when it happens in another country. Maduro did, well, what the Democrats just did. Tried to say she was illegitimate and have her removed from the ballot. So in January, the Supreme Court of Venezuela, which is filled with Maduro loyalists, ruled she was illegitimate. She couldn't run for president. Isn't that weird? Because that's like right around the same time Democrat Supreme Courts, at least in several states, as well as Democrat election officials, were ruling that Donald Trump was illegitimate, an insurrectionist who tried to rip down democracy and were, you know, tossing him off the ballot. The arguments almost exactly identical between the two countries, Maduro and the Democrats making the same argument. Now, our Supreme Court decided differently than the Venezuelan Supreme Court, of course, and Trump will be on the ballot. Now, you want to hear eerie? Apparently, ruling her out of the process wasn't enough for Maduro. So guess what? So last week, Maduro announced his government was arresting her campaign manager and all 8 members of her staff. All 8 members of her staff? See, that's weird, because that's exactly what the Democrats did here. 8 members of Trump's staff have been arrested and prosecuted. And who are these people? They are the original crew that got him elected in 2016. Do you realize the entire campaign structure, leadership, got arrested, prosecuted, and convicted? I don't think most Americans realize that, but it's true. Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, just like Machado's, was the first arrested. Paul Manafort would later be convicted of doing exactly what Hunter Biden did, except they never pressed charges against Hunter. Anyway, he did a turn in prison. It wasn't anything related to Trump. It was related to his foreign dealings. After that, the original 8 skeleton crew were all arrested and have been convicted, including his economic advisor, Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon, who was his chief strategist, Jenna Ellis, who offered him legal advice from the beginning, Michael Cohen, also his attorney for years and involved in the campaign at the time, Roger Stone, his longtime political advisor, Michael Flynn, his foreign advisor, Rick Gates, his deputy chairman of his 2016 campaign, and the guy who raised the money in 2016, Elliot Briody. He was Trump's fundraiser. That is the whole key crew of that election. Do you realize every single one of them has been prosecuted? Every single one of them has been convicted? All eight, in addition to Paul Manafort. That is exactly what just happened in Venezuela. All eight, including the campaign manager. It is as if Maduro is now taking cues from the American Democrat Party. And when you look at both cases through that lens, something really jaw-dropping emerges. This is how authoritarians who run authoritarian regimes behave. Trump never did anything remotely like it to any of his Democrat persecutors. And when you look at this, again, this is the 2016 campaign crew, the nine total campaign staff who've been indicted and convicted, the nine who put Trump in office. You realize something, they're going to do this again because they already got away with it once. The top campaign heads of whatever organization beats them in the future will all go to prison. I wonder if this is known in Washington, D.C. circles. I wonder if it's understood in Washington, D.C. circles. Wow, I'd like to help that enterprising candidate, but if we win, I'll have to go to prison.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, I live on the cutting edge of all this. And as a person who makes money off likes, hits, clicks, audiences, that is how I earn my living. I'm incredibly sensitive to internet censorship. You may not care. You probably make your living another way. But if I'm not in the race, somebody better be making the arguments, having the debates, pointing out the other side of what the Democrats are saying. It doesn't matter who among us does it, but somebody has to, or we're going to lose our republic. A few weeks ago, I had a downright eerie experience. My morning radio show, 6 a.m. to 10 here in South Carolina, streams live on Facebook to my more than 30,000 followers, or it did. A few weeks ago, midway through the show, it stopped, and a sign flashed up that I was the only one able to see the stream. The reason? I'd allegedly committed a copyright infringement. And then another message, and another, and another, and another, 8 total for that broadcast, saying I'd committed 8 copyright infringements. Well, when Facebook does this, they give you the timestamp where you've allegedly committed them. I pulled it up, and they claimed that I was playing copyrighted Russian and German music. I've never played such a thing on my show. But they give you the timestamps. You can go back to the exact spot and see this copyright violation. There was no music at all. It was just political commentary. In fact, it was on a particularly bad day for Joe Biden on the border. And that's what I was talking about. Then in the 9th copyright violation, they pulled the video down for it. They made a really eerie claim that I had played an audiobook by Amy Harmon on the air. That was a copyright violation. Amy Harmon is a really popular, kind of cheesy, I'm embarrassed to admit I read her, romance novelist. Okay, well, during that show, I had my Amazon account open. I'm a prolific reader, and I've bought over 100 books on Amazon, a lot of them for my kids, a lot of them for me. And I was looking for a book, which was a political book that I had read. I couldn't remember the title of it. So I was searching in my orders, my past orders. I don't know if you ever do that on Amazon. So understand there's pages and pages and pages of books here. I stopped on one that I was talking about on the air because I wanted to make sure to cite the title and the author correctly. Next to that book was the purchase order on Amazon for the Amy Harmon book. I'd bought it on my Kindle. There wasn't even an audiobook option for purchase. Although if there had been, I never listened to an audiobook in my life. I didn't purchase it. I wouldn't have, and I certainly didn't play it on the air. Yet right there in my Facebook file was a copyright violation for that very Amy Harmon book that had been up on the screen at the time I was doing my show. Of course, I checked the timestamp to make sure I wasn't going insane. They gave me the timestamp where I supposedly committed this copyright violation. Nothing there but me talking about Joe Biden's open border. It was my producer, Tim, who drove the whole thing home for me. They're letting you know they can see what's up on your computer screen. They're letting you know they can see what you do, what you read. It's a warning. And then he said this, and I went, oh my gosh. He said, German and Russian music. Think about it. And the songs they said that I had played were literally in German and in Russian. He said, what are they telling you? Nazi, German. That's what they accuse us of all the time. We're Nazis, Nazis, Nazis. And what's the other one? Russian disinformation. That's why the Russian music. He said, they're sending you a message. Is it true? I don't know. But it happened the next day too. The same German and Russian songs were allegedly played in my stream. And then by day 3, we couldn't even load the live stream onto Facebook anymore. It still won't take it. I went through the appeals process and they threatened me during that too, saying, well, if I chose to appeal, they would be forced to notify the owners of the songs in the book that I had copyright violated and I could be subject to a lawsuit. Well, I wasn't worried about that because I didn't violate and I appealed. There's never been an answer from Facebook, but we can't load the live streams onto my page anymore. Facebook was my most popular streaming platform. I heard from a ton of you that it was gone, and I haven't been able to post it since. Well, now I know what happened. Headline, NBC News. FBI resumes outreach to social media companies over foreign propaganda. Yep, they're back to putting delete lists, censor lists, ban lists to the social media companies and demanding on Joe Biden's behalf that certain people be removed or algorithm down to the point where nobody sees them. I must have been on a list. The FBI, NBC News reports, has resumed some of its efforts to share information with some American tech companies about foreign propagandists using their platform after it ceased contact for more than half a year. This was after The Attorney General of Louisiana and Missouri sued them and the FBI to stop them. The FBI's Foreign Influence Task Force, which combats supposed misinformation in elections, that would be anything that makes the Democrats look bad or accurately delineates their crimes, as we found out from the Twitter files. Because again, every single thing they censored in that 2020 election, without exception, was true. It was either true about COVID, true about the shot, true about lockdowns, or true about Hunter Biden. The only misinformer, the only liar, is the censor, the FBI. And then I knew it corresponded perfectly with my faux copyright violation. The FBI claims it's just sharing information, just like before, but that's a lie too. That's not what they were doing. They actually had Twitter and Facebook build them a back door so they could go in and remove stuff. And remember, and we know this from the lawsuit, but we also know it from Twitter files. After Elon Musk bought the place, he released all the information. With that back door, they were going in, pulling down accounts, pulling down tweets, pulling down comments, pulling down posts, and generally censoring people. Well, eventually the FBI was doing this for well over four dozen entities who could just ask to have things pulled down, including the DNC, that's the head of the Democrat Party, the NAACP, the CDC, the FDA, the Department of Homeland Security, various Democrat elected officials, and Democrat state elected officials. By the way, the Republicans don't seem to have had any of these powers to get rid of misinformation. So when the FBI says they've resumed, but we're just asking, understand what asking means. It means the back door's open. That's why my video came down. Again, you may not care, but if they're doing this to me, they're doing this to others who are in the fight, and the fight is on social media. If you're not allowed on the battleground, we will lose. But there's a bright side, and it's jaw-dropping when I think about it. Right now, if Elon Musk hadn't bought Twitter, and if Twitter wasn't the most downloaded app in the App Store, if Twitter's traffic hadn't grown by more than 10% in the last year, there would be nowhere, think about this, left on Earth where the First Amendment was actually in force. At one point, Parler was the most downloaded app in the App Store. That lasted a whole weekend before they got Amazon to pull all the server space for Parler. Everybody else slammed the door in their face. Parler now, it's just a website with a logo. It's gone. Well, then we all moved on to Getter. You'll remember Getter. Yeah, the owner of Getter, he's currently indicted and facing criminal trial from the Department of Justice. Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, has announced that it is not going to allow wide broadcast of political speech, no matter how popular, during the election. In other words, Mark Zuckerberg has just squished it entirely. They're not deleting it. They're just making it so almost no one can see it. Meanwhile, Zuckerberg, who is the ultimate hypocrite, you'll remember, pumped $350 million himself into influencing the 2020 election. So he wants to have a say, but he doesn't want anybody else to have a say. I guarantee I'll eventually do a podcast, by the way, where we learn that actually Democrats are allowed to still put political posts up as long as it supports Joe Biden, but Republicans aren't. But either way, where the politics is most is being censored. If Elon Musk was not in there allowing a conversation, the First Amendment be well and truly dead. And we'd be facing a situation, well, very much like Venezuela. Pray it doesn't come to that. Pray it goes the other way toward more freedom in rebellion against this, because it very well could. As long as Elon Musk's Twitter app is the most downloaded thing in the App Store, there's hope. When that ends, there isn't.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.